Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Megan here. I hope you are having a wonderful day. So today we are going to talk about where you should start if you have no credit cards and you are like starting from square one. Basically what I would do if I went back to the beginning, knowing everything that I know now, and what exactly I would do. It's funny because I've had a lot of one-on-ones lately of people signing up through the card concierge. And in those 60-minute Zoom calls, I answer any questions that you have. If you're planning a trip, we can do that, looking up flights and hotels. But a lot of you are just brand new, and so you ask a few questions and then you're like, okay, just give me actionable step one, step two, step three of like what I need to do, because this is all new to me. And so it really just kind of opened up my eyes on how some of you really just want those steps broken down. And it's kind of opened my eyes too, because I just spent pretty much all of our points on our Hawaii trip coming up next month. We are taking my husband's entire side of the family, his 3 brothers and his mom and his stepdad, to Hawaii. And so we spent pretty much all of our points and we're kind of starting back at square one. And so I'm like, we have these trips that we want to take in 2025. And so I'm like at the drawing board trying to figure out what cards we need to open so that we can kind of build up our point stash. We went from having like, I think we had 500,000 or 600,000 points to now we have some hotel free night certificates and stuff, but we have no flexible points, no airline points, nothing like that. So I thought it would be fun to just talk about what I would do if I was starting from square one, so that if you are in a place where you're like, this sounds amazing, but I'm confused and I'm overwhelmed and I don't even know where to start, or like just kind of frozen and not really sure what to do, I'm going to tell you exactly the first few cards that I would open up and kind of just what I would do. So let's go ahead and dive into it. So first thing, if you have absolutely no credit cards in your wallet, or maybe you even do, I've had some clients that I've been working with that a lot of them have the Southwest Airlines card or like a United card, and that's about it. So if that's you, this is the card everyone should have in their wallet that I use all the time for planning all of our trips. It is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. I know I've talked about this card a lot on the podcast. And the reason that I would start here is because, one, these are flexible points. So you can transfer these points to different airlines and different flights, or airlines and hotels, sorry. And so some of my favorites are Hyatt, Marriott, Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, very easy, beginner friendly. Hyatt is super cheap with their points for their hotels. Southwest Airlines is the same, super cheap for flights. You can pretty much go anywhere domestically or into Mexico with these. And so it's nice to just earn those points, especially if you're in the beginning and you're like, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know where to go on a trip. I've never even thought about like the trips I could take because we were on such a tight budget or something. And if you're not even ready to think about how you want to use those points, earning these flexible points are great because they're not going to expire. They're not going to go anywhere. And then later on down the road in a couple of months, if you're like ready to get going, then you can decide where you want to go. And then you can transfer those points to a hotel or an airline or both and get that vacation. So with this one card, earning the signup bonus, it's spending 4,000 in 3 months, gets you 60,000 points. I've seen elevated offers of 75,000 points, but right now it's 60,000 points, and that can get you like 3 nights at a really nice resort. So it could get you probably 2 round trip tickets somewhere on Southwest Airlines, or even probably a little bit more. So there's a lot you could get with that card. So that's the first thing I would do. And then just start putting all of your spend on that card. Gas, groceries, bills, Christmas shopping coming up, holiday stuff, like literally everything. Put your debit card away. Do not use it anymore and put all of your spend on this new card. Okay. As long as you can meet that $4,000 spend in 3 months, then you should get that card. The second thing that I would do, and this is exactly what I walked my client through yesterday on our call, was she had just opened this card and then she was like, okay, once I hit the sign-up bonus, like, what do I do next? Or even in the meantime, if you have a spouse or a player too, someone that you are going to be traveling with that you can combine points with, I would then recommend they open the card. So what me and my husband do is every card that I open, he opens the exact same card in his name. We are not authorized users on each other's cards. We have our separate cards and then we combine those. So when you refer someone with the card you have, it's called a referral link. I send it to my husband. Well, I don't even send it to him because he doesn't do it. I just use the referral link and sign him up for the card. So now we both have the same card. So we both are earning 60,000 points. So right there you have 120,000. Plus you get the referral bonus when they use that link, which is 15,000. And so now you have over doubled your points. And right there you have 135,000 points from you both getting one card. So what I would do is open my own Chase Sapphire preferred card, spend on it. And then once you have a little bit of spend on it, because you don't want to be trying to earn two sign-up bonuses at once, depending on your family's monthly budget. That's really where you should start, is looking at your family's monthly budget to make sure that you can stay within it with these cards that you're opening. So for example, like let's just say we spend $2,000 a month on our everyday expenses, okay? So maybe after I spend roughly $2,000 on the first Chase Sapphire preferred card and I only have to spend $2,000 more, then I might be a little more comfortable opening up that second card then for my husband so that we're working on two. Or you can completely finish your sign up bonus on your one card and then refer him and open up the next one so that you're not trying to work on two cards at once. It's totally your preference. It totally depends on how much you spend. Like for us, my husband really doesn't spend much on his personal card because I do all of the grocery shopping. I do all the Amazon stuff. He spends on the business cards because he's always working. And so for the most part, we're only working on one personal card at a time. So for us, we're probably not gonna open up two personal ones at the same time. But that's just us. If you and your husband are both spending personally and you want to open two at one time, you can definitely do that. You can use the referral link as soon as you want from signing up for that first Chase Sapphire preferred card or any card that goes for. But that's what I would do. Step one, open the card. Then step two, refer your spouse or travel partner. And if you don't have one, you can use those referral links with your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your friends. Hey, say, hey, you guys should get into this. And yeah, you won't be combining points with them necessarily, but you're still getting those referrals and you can get up to five a year. And so that's a really good chunk of points and a way to earn more points without having to open up another card. So always use those referral links when you can. And so then you would earn those points, double it, you'd have 135,000 points, which is well enough for one vacation. So in 3 months-ish of opening up your first card, depending on how close together you open up the two, you're going to have enough points for an entire vacation, depending on obviously where you want to go and how big your family is. But you can get several nights at a hotel and flights for that amount of points. And so it's not like this scary overarching thing to do. Just open the card and then you can figure out how you use the points later on down the road. Don't get overwhelmed with, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? It's a low annual fee card of $95. It's a great place to start. You get those points. I mean, for the very first trip that we took, we had the Chase Sapphire preferred card and I transferred points to Southwest Airlines and Marriott and we flew to Austin, Texas for a couple of days. We stayed at like a Courtyard Marriott and flew from El Paso to Austin, which was a really short, like less than 1 hour flight. So it was just like, okay, I figured out how to do this. I transferred the points. I booked this like smaller vacation to show myself that I could do it, show myself it wasn't so scary, and get it done. And then now we're taking those bigger trips. So you can start small. You don't need to open up any more cards than these two for a while if you don't want to. If you want to take that first trip and then open your next few cards, you can do that. Or if you want to keep just racking up points every 3 months, that's something you can do too. So if that was you and you said, okay, now I've opened up the Chase Sapphire Preferred card, what would you recommend next? What I would recommend is opening up one of the Chase Inc. business cards if you want to. So you do not have to have a full LLC corporation business to open up these business cards. You can sell things on Facebook Marketplace, on Etsy. You could go to the farmer's market. You could coach. You could do network marketing, like any sort of little side thing that brings in, even if it's $10, like any extra income, you can put as just a sole proprietor and you put your social security number in instead of your EIN number. And you can get approved for that. And then you can spend however you want on the card once you get it. They don't really care if it's not business expenses going on it. But I would open these cards. They're $0 annual fees. They're really high points. And then you can transfer those points from those Chase Inc. cards to your Chase Sapphire Preferred card and use them through there. So it's a really good place just to collect all of your Chase points. So I love business cards. They are a huge part of our strategy. I recommend everyone use them if they want to. But if you're in that place where you're like, I really don't want to do business cards, I don't have a business, I want nothing to do with that, that is totally your preference. I would recommend rethinking it. But if you don't, then I would recommend opening up the Capital One Venture card. Again, it's a flexible point card and you can use the points in so many different ways with this card. You can use them for Airbnbs, cruises, Disney tickets, like any travel expense, you can erase them. And then they also have great transfer partners as well. You can use them at Wyndham, Virgin Atlantic, Emirates, which is a great international flight. You can use them for British Airways, Cathay Pacific, Turkish Airlines. Like there's so many, Delta. There's just so many transfer partners. So again, it's a great flexible point card. So those would be like the three first cards that I would get: Chase Sapphire Preferred, a Chase Inc. business card, and or the Capital One card as well. And just start accumulating those flexible points and then figure out where you want to go from there. And I would just go to Google, just a simple Google of Hyatt hotel map. We'll pull up a map of all of the Hyatt hotels and you click on the top. It says use points. And then it will show you all of the resorts and just start looking around at maybe places that you want to go and get an idea for how many points per night some of these resorts that you're looking at are going to cost. And that will give you an idea of how many points you need for different vacations. I look at that map all the time, kind of just daydreaming. Like I could spend hours on that map looking at places I want to go and like creating a list of all the destinations I would like to go to. But it gives you a really a good idea too when you're starting out for the amount of points that you need. And then you can do the same thing, go to Southwest Airlines or United or Delta and start looking up flights and click that use points box again, and it will show you the cost of flights just to give you an idea of what it's going to cost, so you can kind of wrap your mind around how many points trips are going to cost you, and then you can plan out from there. So very simple. It doesn't have to be this like crazy confusing thing. Yes, the more you get into it, the bigger trips you take, there's all these little tips and tricks and ins and outs of finding good first class flights and getting to international trips and all these things and like ways you can use your points. But to just start out, just make it simple with a Chase card, transfer your points to Hyatt and Southwest and do a very simple trip that can be still amazing. Like you can go to all-inclusives in Mexico with Hyatt and Southwest points and just take that first trip and figure it out and just continue learning as you go and accumulating points, because the points are never going to be a waste. They're not going to expire in there. And you have all the time in the world to decide how you want to use them or keep accumulating them for a really big trip, whatever you want. So And then once you start doing this and you open all the cards, I always encourage all of my clients to start creating a dream bucket list of the places that you want to go. I've had so many conversations with women in the last couple of weeks talking about, one was saying that she had just told her business coach that she needed to find a way to make more money with her small business because she really wanted to travel more, and travel was like a really big priority for her. And then we just happened to meet on a networking call like a few days after that. And so she met me and she goes, "I think I manifested you because I literally was saying how I needed to make more money for travel, and then I found you. And now I realize like travel points are the answer." And then I had another call the other day and I asked her like where she wanted to go in 2025. And she had just opened up her first card. It was the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. And I said, where would you like to go in 2025? Maybe we can start looking up some stuff for you. And she goes, "Honestly, I don't even know. Like, I didn't allow myself to dream before finding you. And now it's like, I still can't believe like I can go wherever I want." And so I was like, make a dream bucket list, because there's literally like no place that's off limits with points. And so once you open up the first card, I really encourage you just to kind of look around on the map, like the Hyatt map or even just a regular map, and look at some of the places that you're like, "I would like to go there one day." And even if it's in 10 years or 5 years, like just putting it down and knowing that you're going to be able to do that for practically free is just a really fun exercise. So that is where I would start, basically from square one, if I was starting all over. So I hope this was really helpful for you if you are in that spot, or if maybe you've been listening for a while and you're like, "I don't even know what to do. I don't want to start. Like, I'm just so confused and so overwhelmed." I truly want to make travel points so stinking simple for you. Like, that is my new motto. Like, let's make travel points simple, because it does not need to be as confusing as it is and how some people explain it. It can start very simple and we can get into the nitty-gritty later on. So send this to a friend. If someone doesn't even know about travel points, please just spread the word. Share this with your coworkers, your friends, your family. The holidays are coming up. Tell everybody about travel points, because I truly want as many people as possible traveling more in 2025 than ever before and saving thousands of dollars doing it. So I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have a wonderful week.